Welcome back on the Mackey Motors pregame show. Jeff Blankman with you here tonight on Kick 106.7. We're here in Lake City as the Kemmer Knights get ready to take on South Central Calhoun. Joining us right now is first-year head coach for the Kemmer Knights, Ryan Steinkamp. And, Coach, appreciate you joining us. And I've got to call it, this is kind of a rivalry matchup. So appreciate you joining us here tonight.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate being here. Appreciate what you do. It's definitely a rivalry. The schools are close together. Both schools have had pretty good tradition. South Central is always tough and very competitive, and we got a lot of respect for them.
Coach, you were talking with me in the preseason interview about kind of a lot of things similar to what they were under Coach Klein in previous years where you were on the staff, but there are some changes. How do you feel like practice went leading up to the game tonight, and how do you feel like the kids are flowing with those changes?
The changes are good. We spent the first few weeks of the season, getting all of our stuff in, and this week we really turned key, focusing on more South Central and their type of play. It would have been nice if we could have maybe sprinkled some of that in a little bit sooner in our game planning, but, the kids have done a nice job. Our practices have been really up-tempo, going back and forth, and each day we can keep reviewing things, and the kids are, each day they're catching on, and hopefully that has them game ready.
What's been the focus this week to get ready for tonight?
Focus has been, kind of just being prepared, being locked in. We've really had our practice going back and forth, offense, defense, sprinkling the special teams. That way, during the game, they're not shocked. They're prepared for it. And then, Mike, once the whistle blows and the ball's lined up, I want my kids playing fast and confident. So, we try to make practice a little bit chaotic for them. That way, they're ready for that game play.
Luke Hicks probably getting the start at quarterback, saw a little bit of time last year with 8 pass attempts, but gets his first real career start at the varsity level. What do you do to take the pressure off of him some tonight?
I don't know if I really need to do a whole lot. Luke's a cool kid. He's pretty calm in there. He's played a lot of varsity baseball since he's a freshman. I think he's a little bit of an 8th grader. So he's been in that role before, not in the football field. But, he's confident out there. He's smart. He knows everybody's position type deal. So I think it's, to get him going right away, just a few simple plays to start. See what South Central's given us, but that really wasn't a concern for us because we got a lot of confidence in him. And he's been a really good leader for us.
Coach, you mentioned the start. You and I were talking before the game tonight. The start last year not good. How do you change that this year?
We really want to take care of the ball, not give them a short field. They have so many weapons that. If they get a short field, they can do so many different things. So our goal is, we want to keep the ball in front of us, limit big plays, and force them to put a full drive together.
What do you expect the strength of your club to be early tonight and throughout this game?
I would say kind of our end players. We have some good linemen that are strong and physical, and we're not the biggest, but we're hoping those our edge guys can disrupt things and kind of set the tone on both sides of the ball, offense and defense.
Let's talk about you guys on the defense tonight. South Central Calhoun, they can line up full house T and come at you, or they can spread you out and chuck it around a little bit with Cole Corey at quarterback. Is there one that concerns you more?
Not really. I know that the full house T, they can just wear you away. So our goal is to, really stop that. We got some game plans for that to kind of get in there a little bit. And then the spread, our guys prepared for that. We're practicing them motioning to both, to shifting, all that type of things where, every defense we're making multiple calls. So the kids are ready to what they come out in. I think the spread stuff is probably a little more familiar to the kids. They kind of see that a little more often. The full T is, it's a grinding offense. It's tough to stop. So I feel like our guys are prepared for both, but either way, whether they throw ass, they got to be ready to go and read their cues.
Do you feel like you guys have a little advantage being able to study years of Coach Case and for their coaching staff? You guys are all back, but things are going to be different than what they saw under Coach Klein. So does that give you guys somewhat of an advantage?
I'm not sure if it does, because they've been running that stuff for so long because they've had success with it. We definitely kept our stuff a little more in house just because, it might give us a slight edge to a little bit, not seeing us a ton. But when it comes down to it, you still got to line up and you still got to play football. They're always going to be well coached, and and they can make adjustments as well. But you know, we like what we're doing offense and defensively. We feel it fits our players pretty well. So we're hoping that, you know, our kids can just line up and worry about doing their job, and hope we have some success from there.
Special teams, you and I talked in the preseason. You like your special teams. How's that matchup look tonight?
You know, the good kicker, like Simon Wagner, you know, definitely helps our play calling a little bit. You know, if we get inside a certain area, we feel good about him, green light. And, you know, that's a huge advantage to you, because that puts a little more pressure on the defense. You know, get the field sooner and stuff. And I think our offense more confidence knowing that we don't have to score a touchdown every single time. We just got to get to these certain landmarks to be good to go.
Guys seem to be pretty relaxed about this one and just ready to go out and play.
Yeah, I know. It's all the things they've been through. You know, they don't feel any pressure, and I'm putting pressure on them. You know, coaches don't feel that pressure. We're excited to just be out there playing and be able to compete again. A lot of these guys haven't done anything like this in 6, 7, 8 months. So they're ready to go. They've been having fun. Practices have been good. You know, I want football to be an enjoyable thing for them. So I don't want them to be stressed out or worried about it a whole lot, because in the end it's a game, and I want them to have fun and play a passion.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here in the Mackey Motors pregame. Wish you the best of luck, and I know Tom will try to catch up with you. If he can't, the guys will get you later tonight on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show, and I'll chat with you again Saturday morning on the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show. So we welcome you to being a head coach here in the Carroll area.
Thanks, Jeff. I really appreciate that.
You bet. Head coach again from the Kemper Knights, Ryan Steinkamp, joining us here on the Mackey Motors pregame. We'll be back. Brian Case, the head coach for the Titans, set to join us next on the Mackey Motors pregame show on Kick 106.7.